Lecture topic, developing humility.
Heavens with the malaika, and the command of Allah Ta'ala came, he disobeyed, aba wastakbara, wa kana min al kafirin. What was his pride? His pride became the reason for his refusal. So the first disobedience was a disobedience that was committed by Shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala says his disobedience was what? He rejected the command. But at the same time, in the same ayat, in the same breath almost as we will call it, the Quran Sharif says, wastakbara, aba, he rejected, he refused. But then wastakbara, side by side the word comes is wastakbara, he became proud. Meaning it was the pride that gave rise to this disobedience. So takabbur, this pride, this is the root issue for numerous sins. As we just see in this particular instance, the pride became the reason, or the it was the underlying issue for this disobedience, such a major disobedience, such a terrible sin, that it became as a means of becoming completely accursed forever. But what was the underlying issue? Pride. The mashayikh, they state that there are these two sins, pride, takabbur, and the other is known as ujb, vanity. What's the difference between the two? Both are very close, but there's a slight difference as well. In pride, a person looks down upon others. Obviously, that includes now thinking great about himself. He thinks, I'm somebody and the other person is nobody. I am better, the other person is lower. I am more pious maybe, the other person is a goner, is a sinner. I am more capable of doing things, this person is incapable, can't do it, this person is a waste of time, whatever. This is takabbur, looking down upon others. And in ujb, one is not looking down upon anybody else, but feels that I am something, I am somebody, I am very capable, I am very smart, I am very intelligent, I am this and I am that. The I specialist, I can do this and I can do that. This is also an extremely terrible malady, a disease which becomes the reason and the underlying issue for numerous other problems. The sins such as, for example, uncontrolled anger or getting angry for trivial things and venting the anger over small and minor things, venting the anger on people who are weaker, and where it doesn't even, it's not a matter that has crossed any line of deen, but venting anger in all these kind of situations, it stems from what? From pride. The anger is regarded as a major issue, but the underlying issue of the anger, this uncontrolled anger, where it's not for deen, not for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then this is stemming from pride. Then, even the fact that a person becomes irritated and annoyed over minor things, trivial things, it stems often from pride, from this ujb, from this vanity, I'm somebody, I'm something. Then many a times, a person is very concerned about what impression others have of me. How are they thinking about me? Or now, we won't know what they're thinking about, but we try to ascertain that from what they're saying about us, what kind of impression they have of us. This stems from our own pride. Why should we be worried about what people think about us? How often are we concerned? How will I be in the court of Allah Ta'ala? How will I fare on that day? As at this moment in time, is Allah Ta'ala pleased with me? Or is Allah Ta'ala displeased with me because of what I'm doing, what I'm saying, how I'm conducting? How often do we sit and think of that? do we feel that concern that Allah Ta'ala must not be displeased with me? I've done this, I've done that. I didn't even yet make proper tawbah. So what if the azab of Allah comes on me? There were some pious personalities. People would sometimes see them trembling, like how you see a person shivering, person feeling extremely cold, or sometimes a person has got a very severe fever, and in that fever the person gets the shivers and trembling. See, we saw people trembling, pious people trembling in this manner, out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Meaning there was no other issue, there was nothing, the person wasn't suffering any fever, wasn't feeling cold, person was sitting normally, calmly, and then thought of something, or recited some ayat of the Quran Sharif, or heard something which brought this very intense fear that I must not displease my Rabb. And what if Allah Ta'ala has become displeased with me? What will be my outcome? That brought the person to such a condition that the person began trembling, as we say, shaking like a leaf. Now, we may never have felt this tremble any time, but we even felt this concern, we even stopped to think, is my Allah pleased with me? How did I spend my day, this whole week? The weekend went past, how did I spend the weekend? Did I earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure? Do we think about this? Do we feel the need to think about it? And if we don't, then that itself is a very, very big problem. That for example, if a person has done something which could get him arrested. So now, people had seen, somebody saw, somebody heard, somebody saw the evidence, but we haven't yet been told anything. Allah save us, Allah protect us, that person now did something, but people saw him do it, somebody saw. But now it's a matter of, will this reach the authorities or not? So now that becomes a worry. Hey, but what if somebody goes and they go and report this? And then if I'm going to be arrested, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, what a thing this would be, and what a disgrace it will be, and what a difficulty it will be, and so many things keep coming. Now the person is carrying on normally with life. Person is eating, sleeping, going about things, laughing, joking also. But nobody knows what's going on in the heart. The heart is like a thorn that is there now. The thorn is now keeping the person, despite laughing, joking with people around, but there is this concern that is overshadowing everything. That what if this happens, that now I get reported, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. The person sees one police vehicle in the distance, and there's already now a big concern, that I hope they're not coming for me. So why? Because they know what's the outcome of getting arrested. You can get thrown in jail, then there'll be a court case and whatnot will happen. So that fear of that makes a person now concerned, very concerned. In the midst of laughing and joking also, the concern hasn't gone. So now when this little issue where somebody saw, that somebody may have seen, may not have seen, we thought they saw, maybe they saw also, they forgot about it, maybe they didn't forget. So many possibilities. Whereas, whatever we do, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of it. And the Allah Ta'ala can take us to task in that moment. Allah Ta'ala's makhluk, the angels are also watching. Kiraman katibin, ya'alamuna ma taf'alun. Kiraman katibin, the angels who Allah has appointed. Allah says, they know what you are doing. They don't forget. Everything is recorded. And on the day of Qiyamah, all this will become opened. And a person will be shocked and say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is the matter with this book? It hasn't left anything out. Every small and big aspect is here. So they don't forget. And they don't miss out on anything. So how often did we feel concerned about that? That who I was chatting with, what I was watching, where did I go, what did I do, what did I say, how did I speak, did I back answer my parents, did I speak rudely or abruptly to my muallima, did I commit any zulm on anybody? We don't even think, did I commit zulm? What zulm? What kind of zulm? See, no, what zulm are we talking about? I don't commit any zulm. So now, if somebody had to start asking us some more pointed questions, for example, did you use anybody's item without their permission? The person hasn't given you permission. You don't have any idea about whether the person will give you the permission or not. Or you didn't take the permission and you used it. Is this not zulm? It is using somebody's item without their permission. Is it not zulm? But now the thought also that is this zulm that didn't come? We didn't ask ourselves a question. And now zulm is such a major issue. But it didn't occur to us. We didn't think anything. Now where this zulm comes, this without care, don't bother, do it as we please. Use anybody. This too stems from that pride. When a person is got this, when he's got this takabbur inside, then as some will describe it, they have a don't care attitude. This don't care attitude stems from pride. I don't care. I'll do as I please. Nobody must tell me anything. I don't listen to what people's stories are. I do what I want to do. Who talks in this manner? It's the takabbur talking. It's the takabbur, the pride from inside that is talking. And if a person is humble, then they're first and foremost humble before Allah Ta'ala. What is my Allah's command? I cannot just do anything and as I please. I have to be concerned. What is Allah Ta'ala going to be pleased with? That is what I must do. Then a humble person is humble with people around also. So now the humble person doesn't harm anyone. Because that humility makes a person conscious. No, it's somebody else's property. Now, for example, we are teasing somebody. Teasing somebody, one is in a good relationship of friends or siblings or whatever. There's a healthy relationship. And sometimes they tease one another in a light-hearted manner and in a way that hasn't become offensive to anybody. And everyone actually enjoys the joke. That is a separate matter. That there is some space for that. In fact, encouraged, but within its limits. It's encouraged like the salt in the food. But now it's obvious, it's clear, somebody may have even said it, please, I don't like this. Or maybe didn't say it, but it's so obvious from the person's expression that they're offended by it. So now we still went on and teased the person second time also in that same way. The third time too, now it becomes a very nice thing for us to latch onto. That keep teasing this person. Now what is happening? What is happening is zulm. It is zulm. Because we're offending the person, we're hurting them. Now when we're hurting them, we're committing zulm. But now did we think about it? We stopped to think. And then sometimes if it came to mind or somebody said to us that, look, this is zulm, we brushed it aside and still carried on. What makes a person carry on in that manner? Is the underlying pride, the takabbur. I'm somebody, I can do as I please, I can talk to anyone as I please, I want to tease somebody, I'll tease them. What are they going to do about it? This is a bullying attitude, and besides bullying attitude, it's zulm. Bullies, that's what they do, they commit zulm. So, cause difficulty to people in how we go about things. Now sometimes, someone, for whatever reason, don't like somebody. So now you work around a plan in a very subtle way to try and isolate others also from that person. Make some story, say something, do something, whatever. So that person gets isolated now. Why? Because we got a problem. For whatever reason, we got a problem. So now that's our kind of revenge. That now we're putting bad thoughts in other people's minds or saying things that are now distancing others from the person, but for what? For our revenge. Is that not zulm? But we don't think about it. We don't give it a second thought. It doesn't even bother us. And if somebody has to spell it out to us too, we got some response for it. Some other reply to it. Now this, our subject was something else. We're talking about tawazu. But in order to understand tawazu, we need to understand takabbur. وَبِضِدِّهَا تَتَّبَيَّنَ الْأَشْيَاءُ Things are understood in contrast. So now this takabbur, this is such a major problem that this is what gives rise to all these issues. The zulm comes from the takabbur. The anger comes from the takabbur, the kind of anger, the detail that we spoke about. This don't care attitude comes from the takabbur. The lack of respect for elders, for seniors, for parents, for teachers, it stems from the takabbur. Now, the lack of respect, but the root issue is takabbur. When a person doesn't have this takabbur in their hearts, they will automatically be respectful. Respectful of all seniors, parents, obviously at the top of the list, grandparents, other seniors. Seniors whether in family structures or seniors in deen. Our muallims, muallimas. So now this stems from where? This respect, it stems from tawazu. So when the takabbur has been cleaned out, then this tawazu comes. Now that is why it was necessary to discuss takabbur, to understand and realize that look, this is there unfortunately. As much as we would like to claim that we don't have takabbur, but this takabbur is lurking in us. Sometimes in some people's case it might be more, some people's case it might be less, but the problem is there. We have to understand and accept we have a problem. Sometimes somebody corrected us, and off the cuff we had some excuse to say. We, in our mind too, we know this is not the reality. What I'm saying is not the issue. I'm just saying it for the sake of just being, having something to say that what you are saying, that's not the case. Why I want to do that? The takabbur makes me do it. That I should not be corrected. Because if I'm being corrected, then I'm acknowledging that I'm down. Somebody else corrected me. The takabbur will prevent that. You're not down, you one up. So you should not be corrected. So I must make some excuse for it. I must say something about it. I must give some kind of justification or some defense. Why? Because of the takabbur. And if there is tawazu, now this is where the need was to understand the takabbur, that this is a problem, it's there. It's not something that's just a concept in the air. So now if you have recognized that there is a problem, sometimes people have a cancer, but they didn't know. They weren't aware. It was going on. And then when it came to a very serious level, sometimes people suddenly now they say now it's already stage 4 cancer. See, now this has gone too far. We can't even treat anything. Now that's in dunya now. But the point was, that because there was no realization that there's a cancer lurking inside and it's festering and it's getting more bigger and deeper. So nobody, no steps were taken to correct it, no steps were taken to treat it, nothing. And then it became too serious. So likewise, if we don't recognize that this cancer is within us, this takabbur is there, which is a terrible cancer, it's an atom bomb. If we don't recognize this, we're not going to take steps to try and treat the situation. We're going to carry on in this manner. Allah forbid, when moth comes, what will be our condition? How will we return to Allah Ta'ala? What kind of heart we will have? And besides that, in dunya, it's going to then take us from problem to problem. In some way or the other, we are going to then react to things in a way that's going to really harm us. We are going to say things, do things that are going to really bring problems. And somebody will correct us, we will reject that. Not because what the person is saying is wrong, because I cannot be corrected. We may not say it in so many words, but that's how we will go about things. And now when a person can't be corrected, but needs the correction, but nobody is allowed to correct us, so what happens? It's like a dirty place, but nobody is allowed to clean it. We're not cleaning it. Nobody else. People are there to help. They want to help. But nobody is allowed to touch this. So the dirt gets more and even more. Then it starts becoming very deep and starts getting, it becomes stuck to the surface. Now to try and sweep it off doesn't work. Because it became now all mixed with moisture and whatever else and got stuck. Now you have to bring something far beyond just a broom. Then you've got to scrape it, a lot of hard scraping. And in the process, there's so many other issues that come up then. Now the point is to, number one, recognize that there is a problem of takabbur. Now the problem of takabbur is there, then what is the ilaj, what is the treatment? So this is now the treatment. The treatment is tawazu. Sometimes, mashallah, people, their hearts are very much clean. They don't harbor any kind of pride. Illa mashallah, some odd thing comes to the mind, they clear that up immediately. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, their lives are quite, they're very humble in their day-to-day life, in everything. And the tawazu is a distant thing from them. So alhamdulillah, some people are of that caliber. But by and large, the rest of us, we need the treatment. So the treatment is tawazu. So sometimes the tawazu is already there, very good. But it's not there. We're going to have to inculcate it. We're going to have to develop it. We're going to have to bring the tawazu within us. So this is not a something on the mustahab level. That mashallah, bringing tawazu is mustahab, very good. No, this is compulsory. Because a lack of tawazu will result in takabbur. It cannot be, it's not day and it's not night also. If it's not day, it'll be night. If this tawazu is missing, there'll be takabbur. So now we have to work hard at this. It's a very, very dangerous quality. And this is what creates so many problems in homes as well. Because this takabbur won't allow us to keep quiet, for example. I must have the last say. Why I must have the last say? But why must somebody else have the last say then? I must have the last say. But why must you have the, so then why must somebody else have the last say? Come back to the same circle, the same chakkar. But what is the reality? The reality, because this pride, this takabbur, so now how can somebody else have the last say? I need to show a point, I need to do something, I need to always be one up. If you need to clarify something, we'll clarify it. And then we clarified it, done, finish. We clarified it, somebody's not accepting it. So by arguing about it, what chance there is it going to be accepted? We argued, and then what? How many times we've argued, and the argument brought acceptance. Start arguing with somebody, then they said, okay, maaf, I realize now, I'm very sorry, and I was wrong, you were right. How many times it happened? If 1 out of 100, that's a very big achievement. So now that doesn't happen generally. 9 out of 10 times it doesn't happen. The point is, we need to get closer to Allah Ta'ala through all the sifat that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us about, that he lived. And one very great quality in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he lived despite being the greatest of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. We're talking about all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the angels and every creation. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been blessed with the highest level. But despite being on this very high position, he had the highest degree of tawazu as well. He was the most humble person. The greatest personality was the most humble. So now this is the way that he displayed how things should be. This is the conduct that he put forward. This is the lifestyle that he showed us. This is the way of success that he highlighted. That to turn to Allah Ta'ala and to become the humble slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And deal with the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, the creation of Allah Ta'ala also, with humility. So now this is the message and this is the lesson, that we have to develop humility. We have to develop tawazu. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We will, in the next program, lesson, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, that we will discuss some aspects about tawazu and humility. We got the backdrop of what is takabbur all about very, very briefly, but inshallah this will help us to understand the importance of tawazu. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of tawazu and humility, and Allah Ta'ala bless us with all the beautiful and noble qualities of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his beautiful akhlaq in every facet. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله.